You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16 to 20. David therefore pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. So the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. Then on the seventh day, it came to pass that the child died. And the servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, indeed, while the child was alive, we spoke to him, and he would not heed our voice. How can we tell him that the child is dead? He may do some harm. When David saw that his servants were whispering, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore, David said to his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. So David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he went to his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him, and he ate. Brethren, we must move from admiring the word of God to living the word of God. A lot of believers admire the word of God, but they do not live the word of God. David's child was sick. That was the child that was conceived between him and Bathsheba. Even though it's a child that is a product of adultery, it's nonetheless his child. And then that child became sick. And David was pleading with God. He fasted for days without food, dry fasting. And he prayed. He said, perhaps God may show mercy. But that child eventually died. But the interesting thing is this. Just like Job, look at what David did when he heard that the child was dead. Verse 20. So David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself. That word anointed himself simply means he used cream. The Bible used the word anoint to explain creaming your body. And changed his clothes, and he went to the house of the Lord and worshiped. See what happened? He worshiped. When challenges comes our way, what is our response? I know people who have lost their child, their spouse, their friend, but they have never recovered from that shock. It's almost as if God had disappointed them permanently. No one is saying that it is not painful. Did you think when Job lost all his children in one single day, do you think it was not painful? Do you think when the child of David died, it was not painful? But their response was worship. They didn't blame God. They didn't question God. I've seen people today, if they go for a job interview and they are not given the job, they will be questioning God. God, what have I done? Why is my own like this? If they apply for visa and they are denied, they will be questioning God. I've seen people who literally feel like they want to abandon God because they went for visa interview and they were not granted visa. Here's a man who just lost his child. His response was worship, was to thank God, was to give praise to God. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks. We hear this often. We admire it. We like it. But when such situation happens to us, we don't live it. How many times have you offered praises to God in the worst moment of your life? Is it not questioning God? I pray that you will worship God in spirit and in truth and not question him. We can ask God questions, but we should not question God. My prayer is that you will worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can find more information about this ministry on that website. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.